Well, it's been far too long. I've been trying to think of something very cool to do for my 20th episode on my podcast. And that hasn't really been the right thing in recent weeks to do it, really. It's been absolutely crazy busy. I'll come on to that. But today is quite a special day. I've been involved this morning with a photo shoot for Sunseeker International and London Group on the new Sunseeker Famous 5, which is five new models which are being launched for 2021. And they consist of the new Predator 55 Evo, the Manhattan 55, the 65 Sport Yacht, the 88 Yacht and the 90 Ocean, which is incredible and very different. You've got to get on it to see it, to believe it, and believe the volume on board that boat. But it's very different. But I personally think it's very cool. So yeah, we left Paul this morning at we had to meet at the office at 4:30, so it was an early start and cold, icy. But it's not every day you get to take that number of new models out to sea. I was on the 88, or am on the 88 yacht, which is a really special boat in its own right. It's been captained by a very experienced Sunseeker ex-tester, so that's really, really cool. And yeah, we basically motored out to sea, all five boats in convoy, and Alex Harrison, who organises our marketing, did a great job of sorting and arranging a formation for the boats to run in, and that's what we did. And at points we were probably running within 20 metres of each other, which was, you know, one of those things you don't get to see, you know, probably never see that ever again, because to get all the boats organised, and that's one of the things I don't think people realise, is I can't take really any credit for it other than just getting myself to Paul. But the people that have put the organisation into this, I mean, there must be 20-30 people involved today, as well as the boats themselves, and it really is quite a feat. I'm sat here now, sat on the transom of the 88 yacht, just sit here in the sun. It's one of those days where if you go into the wind, it's chilly, but if you can get out the breeze and get yourself into a sunny spot, it's rather nice, and you can get a real sense that spring is coming. There's a few other boats bombing around, private boats bombing around, coming out of Poole. We've also still got here, as we've got down in Torquay, a couple of the big cruise ships anchored off, waiting for instructions on their new passengers, whenever that might be. And yeah, but they look quite cool. I think it's Anthem of the Seas is one of them, certainly the big ones, some of the biggest in the world. But we're sat here just anchored in Studland Bay, and just directly in front of me I can see Old Harry Rocks. I've also got the 55 Manhattan anchored just to our port side there. The 90 Ocean is astern of us, and to its port side of that is the 65 Sport Yacht, which is really nice looking boat, I have to say. It looks really, really smart. So the photo team are on there at the moment doing some photography for the brochure shots and marketing. I've got loads of content this morning on my Instagram, which I can't wait to post, but we are trying to not post too many new images of the new models until such time that the Sunseeker have actually done it themselves, which is fair enough. So yeah, I just really wanted to do a podcast to say that we have still wanted to keep doing these. Just been trying to find the right opportunity to do it, really, and I've got 20 minutes on my hands at the moment, so I thought I'd give it a go. So in the last few months, what have we been doing? Well, at the end of last year, as always at the end of the year, it tends to wind down a bit, but then we also had the birth of little Harry, who's now 6 months old. So I'm not sure if I mentioned that in my last podcast, I'll have to review it, but my wife Joanna, she gave birth to our little boy Harry at the end of October, so that kept us busy with three children coming up towards Christmas. They were all very excited, and with the looming lockdown, it was a very strange experience having a third one, not being able to see grandparents, that type of thing, and a bit of a shame really. But then we were all plunged down into lockdown here again in the UK. But for some reason, business just went absolutely crazy. The day before Christmas, or a few days before Christmas, I was fortunate enough to do a deal on a Predator 60 Evo to one of our long-standing clients. Really, really nice chap. And that was really exciting. So that kept me busy that week up to Christmas. And I'm pleased to say that we've handed that boat over now. And it's now in North Wales. And what a boat at that. It really is lovely. I had the fortunate opportunity the other day to spend the day with the owner, socially distanced, on board the boat and just testing things. We launched the tender. It's got a Williams, the new Williams 345 in there. Wow. I've never been a massive fan of Williams. They're great, but not for everybody. But this is a really nice, much more modern, really smooth, beautiful styling on this one. It's got the white carbon tubes with the black detailing and the contrast seats. Really, really nice. So I had a quick go on that. That was great. launched out of the garage, worked fine, got it back in. We also then had a play with the auto roof system on the Simrad, which is something that most owners want to ask about, and it's just a case of getting used to it. We also anchored the boat, so it was myself and the owner, so we just anchored the boat in a place called Blackpool Sands, which is nowhere near Blackpool, but is actually near Dartmouth. So we spent a day, and he'd also upgraded all the speaker systems. So Buzz Marine, Buzz Electronics in Poole, had done a number of speaker upgrades, and I believe they're Fusion signature speakers. And literally, I was going around the boat on the Williams, and you could hear this music clear as day, and it was a really high volume. Really, really great. I mean, it's a bit of a party boat, and I think the owner's really excited about getting some friends and family on the boat and having some fun. And he should, because he deserves it, and very nice person to deal with. And yeah, I hope he enjoys that boat. So that's that one. We've also then got another 60 going into Dartmouth for 2021, and that's due offline at the end of May. We've also had a Manhattan 52 sale. Really, I mean, this is just how crazy the market is. So we had a gentleman came to see a Manhattan 52 and in the UK, liked it, and we had one for sale in Mallorca, which was one of our group stock boats. And if you listen back to some of my previous podcasts, I talk about when we take boats as stock boats, what happens, etc. So he brought one of our used stock boats, which happened to be a Manhattan 52 called Motor Concho, which was based down in Mallorca. So a very nice chap, and he agreed to buy the boat without seeing it on a level of videos, photos, confidence from ourselves that we were going to look after him. And he's really excited. So that deal's also just completed. It's just shy of £1 million deal. So that's really, really good. The other deal I've got going on at the moment, which is just crazy, we've got, again, another long-standing client and very good friend of mine has brought a Predator 74. Awesome boat, one of my favorites, a proper Sunseeker, beautiful in every way. It's got the size, the performance, the styling really to carry the name. And yeah, that's going down to Mallorca. So we've taken a Predator 60, which some of you may remember me talking about, which is one of my favorite boats. We've taken that as a part exchange, so she's down in Mallorca, and then the 74 will get shipped down there at some point in the year. So yeah, I mean, those boats alone, on top of two or three brokerage listings, a Princess 42, we've just got an Invictus C250 handover this week. We're getting a few more Axopar inquiries, and that's just me. We're in our office, we've got Sophie doing her deals. Jamie's had a really good season so far as well, a number of brokerage boats. The brokerage market is absolutely nuts. Boats, good boats, are selling off market. They're not even actually getting onto the market before they're selling. And I think that just goes to show how the market's going. You know, we usually have 20, 25 boats for sale. At the moment, we're down to single digits. I can't even tell you how many because I'm embarrassed to tell you. But it's not enough. But that will change. It will change. But I think we've also, it's a good opportunity to be a bit, think a bit differently, think about how we can change things in the market. I don't know, a bit of wash coming out. You might be able to hear a gentle lapping of the water. Can you hear that? Just above the tones of a generator running on this 88. But yeah, it's just been an amazing year so far. I'm very grateful. I'm very conscious that a lot of people aren't having such a good time in business, and it's been a nightmare for them. And you know, it's, everybody's had their own experience of COVID. Thankfully, touch wood, we've all managed to stay safe. Unfortunately, one of my best friends unfortunately did lose his father to it, which really did bring us home. Very, very sad. And yeah, that really brought it to home just how dreadful this this disease is. So yeah, let's just get through now. Summer's coming, and I'm looking forward to getting all my deals completed and having happy clients, because that's what it's all about. As I said, one Pred 60s in North Wales. So far, so good on that one. The Manhattan 52 in Mallorca, that's not handed over yet, but as soon as people can travel. And the 74, again, that's going to be a handover probably end of May, June time. So I'm looking forward to that. That'll be really exciting as well. So I'm going to try and take in today and just spend the time to just think, look at these new models. I really want to go and get on board the 65 Sport Yacht and have a good look at that, because I haven't actually seen it finished. It was in Poole the other week, nearly finished, but not quite. And yeah, just really enjoy today. Enjoy while the sun's out, because I think the clouds are coming in. So yeah, I hope this is a fairly exciting 20th episode. There will be pictures to back this up. And as I always say, go and check out my Instagram. Mark and I, Mark Taylor and I, we need to do another podcast. I did a trip with him the other day down to Falmouth, and we should have done one then, and for whatever reason we didn't. But we'll remember it, and we'll do another one of that. We had to speak to HMS Lancaster over the VHF. That was quite interesting because they were doing live firing. So yeah, it's just been absolutely manic, non-stop, both in family life and work life. There's certainly been no feet up, not doing anything. So it's been an exciting start to 2021. I don't know where the time's gone. I can't believe we're in April already, but it's going to go. You know, before we know it, we're going to be back in September. I can see it. So we're going to try and enjoy this summer. Need to enjoy my family, because that's one of the most important things, as well as business, obviously. So yeah, I really appreciate you listening. Please don't give up on my channel, because there will be more content coming soon. Now I can take a breath a bit more, and also spending more time in the office. It's quite hard to do podcasts with a 7, a 5 and a 6-month-old going crazy. And so yeah, it'd be good to be back in the office and do a few more podcasts. So thank you very much for listening. Please don't forget to go and check out my Instagram account, which is at Suntika Tom. Go and also check out the Suntika London one, which is at Suntika London Group, because there's some great content on there. The filming today has been done by Harry Tiger Doyle, and go and check out, he's doing some really cool footage. Got some great kit now that he's getting some beautiful photography and videography on the new Suntika model. So go and check out those accounts. Any feedback, please do let me know. Anything you want to hear about, please do let me know. And yeah, watch this space for more podcasts soon. Stay safe, everybody. I hope you're coming out the right side of all this shenanigans that's been going on with COVID, and it hasn't personally affected you too much. So yeah, stay safe, and look forward to my next episode too. Thanks, bye.